We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Ora Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Eruvei Tumin, Halacha Vav, Paragraph Tes Zayin. V'ze bechinas vayar Yisrael es b'nei Yosef vayoymer mi'ele, vayoymer bonayhem ashenosan li elokim boze. Rav Nosson says, based on everything we've learned so far in this halacha, we'll be able to understand an interesting episode in the Torah, where the Torah tells us that when Yaakov Avinu was about to pass away, Yosef HaTzadik came to see him with his two sons, Menashe and Ephraim, two tzadikim, two of the Shiftei Kor, and Yaakov Avinu saw them and he said, Mi Elo, who are these? Who are these guys? And Yosef HaTzadik said, Bonayhem, they're my sons, Asher Nosan Li Elokim Bozeh, which Hashem gave me, here in Mitzrayim, while I was away from you. Sheshoal Yaakov Avinu asked, Mi Eile She'enam Ra'uyim Lebrocha? Who are these two young men who I see dark things in their future? I see that not necessarily all the descendants that are going to come from them are worthy of Bracha. Ki ro Rishoim Gedoilim She'etzu Mehem. Yaakov Avinu saw into the future, he had Ruach HaKodesh, and he saw major Rishoim that would be coming from Menashe and Ephraim. V'heshev le'yosef, Yosef HaTzadik answered him, Bonayhem, asher nosan li elokim bozeh. V'isa b'sforim, it's brought in Sforim HaKodeshim, sheheshev le'yosef HaTzadik answered him, shebozeh bi'atzmoy sh'atoroyeh, yesh sham gam kein nitzutzeis kedoshim. Into this future that you're looking into, you're looking and seeing all of their descendants, and you see these Rishoim, there's also some good guys there also. There are also some sparks of Kiddusha there also. And because of that, they do qualify for Bracha. They do need your Bracha, and it would be proper for you to give Bracha. Hainu b'china sanal. This goes back to what we discussed in the previous paragraphs. This was the main debate and negotiation between Yaakov Avinu and Yosef HaTzadik. Because regarding this concept of Azamra Lolekai B'yodi, searching for Nekudos Tovos in people, even among the great Tzadikim, there are differences. Ki hu avoida gedoila, because this is a very high level avoida. Kama shematzinu shafilu gedoila at tzadikim lefamim lo yodu lamed zchus koroi. As we find several times in the history of Klal Yisrael, that great tzadikim at times were not able to be malamed zchus vehikbid Hashem yizborach aleim, and Hashem was makbid on them. Hashem punished them for it. Kama shematzinu b'Yishaya, as we find by Yishaya Hanavi, Vohishea ben Beiri, V'alkein gam Yaakov Avinu koidem estalkusai, machmashero goidel horishus shel horishoim sheyetzu me'Ephraim u'Menashe, gam kein hu tosh koichoi at shlo yohoye yochel olamed olem zchusu levorchem. And it's for this reason that Yaakov Avinu, right before, when he was about to pass away, he saw the evil, the great evil that was going to come out of these Rishoim, who were going to be descendants of Ephraim and Menashe, and it weakened him. It weakened him to the point where he couldn't be Malamed Zchusanim. He couldn't find it within himself to give them a bracha. Alkein Shoal, that's why he asked, Mi Elo, who are these guys? She'enam ruyin lebracha. He was implying, here, I'm getting ready to give a bracha. I'm going to give a bracha to them with what I see coming out of them. At sheheshev lo Yosef, until Yosef HaTzadik answered him, Bonayhem asher nosan li elokim bozeh. They're my sons, which Hashem has given me here. She'er lo yishadam bozeh bi'atzmoy nimtza zchus. Yosef HaTzadik showed Yaakov Avinu that in this itself he's able to find merit. Sheyoga umotzo nekuda istoivois gam bo horishoim sheyetsu mehem. That Yosef HaTzadik succeeded in working hard and identifying nekuda istoivois even in the rishoim that would come out of Menashe and Ephraim. V'alkein tekef nisratza Yaakov. And it's because of that yet Yaakov Avinu immediately consented v'omar, and he said, kochem no elai v'avorachem. Take them to me, bring them to me, and I'll bless them. Vesehu, and this is the pasuk that it says in Tehillim, Va'anoichi Tirgalti Lefrayim, Shenemar Alinyan Zeh. That pasuk is written about this topic, about this situation. Kama Shapirish Rashi Shem, as Rashi HaKadosh says over there in Tehillim. Vesehu Va'anoichi Tirgalti Lefrayim, Shafilu Kushein Bechinas Raglin, Begyuta Tachtoina. Even when Ephraim will be at their lowest low, meaning that there'll be Rishon that'll come out of them. Begyuta Tachtoina, on the lowest level, Bechinas Vategal Margaloiso, as the Pasuk says by Rus, that she lie down by the feet of Boaz. Gamoz, Hergalti Ruchi Beyakoy. She is haper daitavim l'tov l'vorchem. Even at that moment, I injected my spirit into Yaakov Avinu that he should change his mind and think favorably about them in order to give them a bracha. Shezeu bechinas haderech shel hazamranal. This is the great, great teaching of Hazamra that Rabbeinu Zal taught us. Vezehu, and this is why the pasuk says, kochem al zroyosov. Take them on your arms. Lift them up. Lift them up from Tirgalti, from the Raglin, from the low level that they're on. They're by the feet. Lift them up to your hands. Elevate them. That's the whole concept of Hazamra. Bechinas Zemer Venigun Shehu Bechinas Yodayim. The concept of including them in the song for Hashem. We know song music is played with the hands. Bechinas Venigen Beyodoy VeToivloch. He'll play music with his hand and it'll be good for you. We see the Torah associates Negina with the hands. The Betler without hands, remember, who had the Asara Mina Negina. V'lo Yodu Kirefosin. And they didn't know that I was healing them. As the pasuk says there, ki be'emes zehu ikar refuas hanefesh v'ganal, because this is the ultimate refuas hanefesh, when we're able to judge people who are on a low level of kafschus and be able to elevate them. Ve'heim eino machnisim daiton leido ki refuasim, and they don't even realize that I'm healing them. Shani oisek berefuasim al yidei zeh, that I'm involved in healing them through this process. And it's for this reason that the sons of Yosef HaTzadik were given these special names, Menashe and Ephraim. Because of the fact that Yosef HaTzadik produced them in Mitzrayim, which is the worst Tomei place, Erev HaSoretz is called. V'hu begoydel tzidkosoi zocha gam shom lamay b'nisoyen v'lilip. And Yosef HaTzadik was Zoche in Mitzrayim with all the incredible tests that he went through to hold on, to pass the test, and not to fall, no matter, but even with everything he was going through, not to get down, period, not to get depressed, not to give up hope, and not even to be down on himself in any way. Shezehu gam kein bichlal hanisoyon. That's also part of the test. The test wasn't only not submitting to Potiphar's wife. The test was being strong, being firm, and being optimistic, being confident that I'm going to get out of here. I'm in jail, I'm in prison, I'm in Mitzrayim, I'm in the world. I'm going to make it. I'm going to succeed. Ki kshemenas nesodom loikhen mimenu es shleimus hadas. Shezehu ikar hanisoyon kasher shamati mimenu zal. Rav Nosson Zal here makes one of the most important statements in the entire Likutei Halachos, in the entire Yiddishkeit. Rav Nosson Zal says that when a Jew is being tested, when Hashem gives a test to any Jew, especially a religious Jew, especially a tzaddik, in order for the test to be effective, if the person is fully conscious, if the person has all his wits about him, his brain is on regular, there's no test. What test? I don't care. Offer me $10 trillion and the most tempting anything you want in the world, I'll spit on it. Are you nuts? I'll swap this for Hashem. What can you offer? Offer me everything. It's not even a micro, it's not a nano compared to what Hashem is offering on the other side. Hashem is offering eternity. What are you going to offer me? What am I going to swap for it? Elamai, in order for there to be a test, Rabbeinu Zal told Rav Nosson Zal, what Hashem does is he takes away some of the person's das. The person loses some of his das. And when a person is unconscious or semi-conscious, then you can test him. Even the biggest tzaddik, if he doesn't have his full brain power, it's possible to test him. V'yosef overalov kol zeh. Yosef HaTzadik went through all of this. V'hoya b'nisoyon godol. He was in major, major testing. V'omad b'nisoyon. And he withstood the test. V'yidei zeh zocho shi elay koyach levarer v'limtzoy hatoy b'chol mokim shehu. And that's what gave him the ability to extract, to find the good wherever he was, even in Mitzrayim. That's what made it possible for Klal Yisrael to go into Golos in Mitzrayim and come out alive. And come out, it was Yosef HaTzadik is the one who paved the way for us. As Yosef HaTzadik told his brothers, Hashem sent me here to save Klal Yisrael. If I wouldn't have been down here first, Klal Yisrael wouldn't have had a chance in Golos Mitzrayim. Ki lulei koyach Yosef HaTzadik shehikdim lefneim shom, lo yehoya koyach liYisrael lamay v'golos. Were it not for the power of Yosef HaTzadik who preceded us there, Klal Yisrael would not have made it through Golos Mitzrayim. V'chein achshav, and the same thing holds true today. Lulei koyach HaTzadikim amitim shemalamnim aleinu zchus, u'mechaskim ha'yisrael pi'adrochim ha'gdeshim alav. Were it not for the true tzaddikim today, who are always melamed zchus on us, they always judge us favorably, and they give us, they encourage us, based on the drachim of Rabbeinu Zal, the derech of Azamro Lelekai Bioidi. It's amazing. A few hours ago, I was in shul for Shachris, and I happened to look up a Rashi in Tehillim. Rashi on the pasuk Tzadik Hashem b'chol derocha b'chos b'chol masif in Tehillim. And Rashi says on the word Tzadik, I looked at Rashi and I looked at the Metzudas David, Metzudas Tzion. If I'm not mistaken, the Metzudas David on the word Tzadik writes that Tzadik is one who is able to give even if the person seems to have no merit of their own. Because even below Zechuyot Atzma, if the other person seems not to have any personal Zechuyot at all, Tzaddik is one who can give. Why? Because even if the person seems not to have any zchuyot at all, it might seem to that person that he don't have no zchuyot. It might seem to 10,000 other Jews that he has no zchuyot. The definition of tzaddik is one who is able to find the zchuyot even in a person or a situation where most other people couldn't, as we're learning here. If were it not for the true tzaddikim today who are melamed zchus on us and encourage us, we wouldn't be able to handle the bitter golos that we're going through now, becholius, you know, on a general level, and especially the individual golos that each and every single one of us is going through. And this is why Yosef HaTzadik named his sons specifically related to this, to emphasize that no matter how far a person is in the furthest places, a person still has the ability to find Hashem and to connect with Hashem if they follow this derech of Azamra. Menashe was named, the Torah says, because Hashem has forgotten everything I've done. Shafilu hanishyon v'hashikcha hakoil me Hashem. That Yosef HaTzadik was implying, even my forgetting, even when a person is forgetting everything, that's also from Hashem. Hainu shegam bebchinas chol aponi sheshom ein yechol nimsa lekusis borach gam zem Hashem is borach. Even in the chol aponi where we can't find Hashem, that's also from Hashem. Ki yodeya shehanishyoin vashikcha gam kein Hashem is borach. We're talking about a person realizing that the forgetting Hashem, that's also from Hashem. The yirida is also from Hashem. And when a person recognizes that the Aveira that I did, the Nefila that did, that's also from Hashem. When a person recognizes that, they can seek Hashem out even from that place. V'ze bechinas ayeh hanal. This is the concept of ayeh mekoyim kevoidei. Hashem, where are you? I've become distant from you, but I know that you're there. That's Menashe. Ki nashani Hashem. That even the nashani, even the forgetting, is Hashem. V'Ephraim nikra Hashem ki Ephrani elekim beretzoni. And the Torah tells us that he named Ephraim Ephraim because Hashem made me fruitful even in this impoverished land, in this place called Mitzrayim, this forsaken place called Mitzrayim. Shegam be'eretzoni ani yochel limtzoi toiv. Even in my poverty, in my worst place, I have the ability to find good. Shubachinas peiros, which is the concept of fruit. Vayizru sodois, vayitu chromim kanal. As we quoted the pasuk in Tehillim, they planted fields and they planted vineyards. Vizeh bechinas hadera shel azamra. This is the outstanding limud of azamra that Rabbeinu Zal taught us. Vizeh bechinas li gilod li menashe v'efrayim. This Rav Nosson Zal is continuing on that pasuk in Tehillim. Vanoichi tirgalti Ephraim. So the pasuk says there, Li Gilod, Imanash Ephraim. Gilod, Bechinas, Refuah. We know that Gilod represents Refuah, a cure. Bechinas, Refuah, Sanefesh, a spiritual cure. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Hatzori, Ein Begilod, Imroife, Ein Shom. Is there no medicine in Gilod? Are there no doctors there? Li Menashe Ephraim, Kialide Shtei Bechinas Elu, Shel Menashe Ephraim, Shem Bechinas Shnei Adrochmal, Shel Ayev Azamra, Shezocha Yosef, Likro is Bona Vakdesh Mal Shem Zeh. So it's through these two drochim, which are symbolized by the name Menashe and Ephraim. Menashe is Azamra, Ephraim is Ayev. As we said before, Menashe is that even in the forgetting, Hashem is there, finding the Nakuda Toif and the Yerida. Ephraim is that even Be'eretz Oni, in this forsaken place, total darkness, I'm able to find Peiros, I'm able to find Hashem, Peiros. So through these two Bechinas of Menashe Ephraim, which are the Bechinas of the two Drachim of Ayin Azamra, which Yosef HaTzadik was zirche to name his holy sons for this, Al Shezocha B'Mitzrayim, B'Mekom Yisrochoykim Kuelu, Limitzes Hashem Yisborach, over the fact that in such a forsaken place that's so far from Kedusha, Mitzrayim, he was able to find Hashem. This is what leads to Gilod. This is what leads to the Refuah Sanefesh. Pchinas Li Gilod. Vizehu Mo'oiz Roishi. The pasuk continues, the strength of my head. This is what gives strength and encouragement to my head, to my brain. I shouldn't give up. I shouldn't get down. V'zehu Yehuda mechoykeki. The pasuk continues, Yehuda mechoykeki. Ki Yehuda b'chinas Moshiach she'etzim imeno. Yehuda is the one who represents the Melech HaMoshiach who's going to be coming from him. Shehu yigmoir ha'tikun al-yidei drachim elu. Moshiach is the one who's going to complete the tikun through these drachim of Aye and Azamra. V'ol of Nemar, and about Moshiach, the pasuk says, Lo yosur shevet mi Yehuda u'mechoykik mi bein raglov. No one will leave Yehuda. Shafu kishe Yisrael bebechinas raglim kanal. Even when the Yidden will be at the raglim, mi bein raglov, they'll be in the lowest levels, they'll be down at the feet. Bechinas ikvus Mashiach. Like we use the term ikvus of the Mashiach. Ikvus means the footsteps. Even when the Jews will be at their lowest low, afal pikein yimtza gam shon bechinas chakiku reshima toiva. Moshiach will be able to find mechoykek, mechoyk mimra, to find a chakika. Chakika means an imprint, a mark, a good mark. He'll be able to find good things that the Yidden are doing even when they're at their lowest low. Shein b'chinas ha'nekudas toivah shemoytzim ben tom, and afilu k'shein b'chinas raglim. This refers to the nekudas toivah, is that the true tzaddikim are able to find in Klal Yisrael even when Klal Yisrael is at their lowest low, b'chinas raglim. V'zeh b'chinas Yehuda mechoykeki. And this is why the pasuk says there in Tehillim, Yehuda mechoykeki, ki Yehuda v'yosef heim b'chinas Moshiach ben David u'Moshiach ben Yosef. These two represent the two kings that are going to come from them. Sheheim yisaknu es kol Yisrael al-idei adrochim hanal. They're going to be the ones to bring about the final tikkun for Klal Yisrael through these drochim. V'yashivu es kulam l'Hashem Yisborach, and get all of Klal Yisrael to return to Hashem. Shaydeze ikar harafua v'hageula b'meirav yameinu. This is what will bring about the the main cure and the main gula for Klal Yisrael speedily in our time. Paragraph Yudches. V'chol ha-golios Mitzrayim v'chein kol ha-golios shemechunu b'shem Mitzrayim, and all the exiles, whether it be the Golos Mitzrayim or all the other exiles that are also called al-shem Mitzrayim, kulam heim mebechina zois, they're all tied into what we're speaking about here. Masha sitra achra mizgaberes lahalemes ha-toiv shebechol echad mi-Yisrael al-yidei hora ha-choyf olo. It's the sitra achra trying to hide, to cover up the good in each and every single Jew with the bad that's covering it. And to push the person into depression and sadness, in order that the person will become completely ensnared in the trap of the Sidra Achra. As Rabban Azal explains in chapter 24 in the first half of Likut Imran, she'ikar golus hashchina hi kishiho atzvus megaberes al Yisrael, that the main exile of the Shechina, of Klal Yisrael, the Shechina, is when Klal Yisrael fall into depression, sadness, hopelessness. Ayin Shom, look over there in Torah Chav Dalet. Ve'ikar ha'gula hi kishashem yizborach mis'oira barachmov, the main goal is when Hashem turns on, activates his Rachmanis, and Hashem puts into the heart of the tzaddik that he should look only at the good in Klal Yisrael. And he should put every effort he can into rectifying them and bringing them close to Hashem through this, by being able to identify the good in them. This is the whole explanation for Parsha Shmois and Chumash, which speaks about the severe Golos Mitzrayim that the Jews went through at that time, and our redemption through Moshe Rabbeinu. V'hakol hu bebechinas hanal, and it's all tied into what we were just speaking about. V'zeh bechinas v'yokom melech chodosh al Mitzrayim asher lo yodo es Yosef. And this is why the Pasuk introduces the topic of Golos Mitzrayim, that a new king rose up who wouldn't know Yosef. He wanted to forget Yosef, meaning Yosef, who bechinas kol anekudas toiv sheyesh b'chol Yisrael. Yosef HaTzadik symbolizes the good that's found in each and every single yid. Shekulam nimshocha mi'atzadik bechinas Yosef. All of that good comes from the tzadik, shehu nekuda haklolis, Shemisham Nimshochem Kol HaNekudos Toiv Shebechol Echad. Yosef HaTzadik represents the tzaddik, who is the ball of goodness from which the goodness of each and every single Jew receives from him. Kama Shekosu B'Mokom Achar, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in Torah Lamed Dalet in the first half Likud Imran, that the tzaddik is the Nekuda Kloli from whom everybody receives from. Yosef HaTzadik, Rav Nosson Zal says in another place, is called Yosef Hashem. His mother said, Yosef Hashem li ben acher. May Hashem give me another son. Yosef HaTzadik represents the tzaddik who's always bringing new customers to Hashem. He's not rejecting anybody. All those people who others would reject, he's saying, no, come here. I have something for you. And he's makariv everybody. Yosef Hashem li ben acher. Or Osaf Elohim Escherposi. Rachel named him Yosef because through him, her shame, her embarrassment was taken away. Her shame in not having had any kids. Yosef HaTzadik is the one who removes the cherpa from Klal Yisrael by pushing away the ra and identifying the toiv. Uvechol Yemei HaGolios Shekulam Mechunu B'Shem Mitzrayim, and throughout all the exiles that Klal Yisrael go through, which all of them are nicknamed Mitzrayim, Bechol Pam Hu Bechinas Vayokom Melech Chodesh. Each time, it's a new melech. It's a new program. The Yetzer shows up with a new MP3, MP4, MP5. Every time he's got something new. A new plan. Ki Bechol Pam Yitzroi Shel Adam Izgabrolov Mei Chodesh. The Gemara says this, that the Yetzer keeps coming back brand new, making a new aschol, a new beginning to drown us, to get us to fail. V'hu nikra melech. We know that the Yetzer is called a melech. Bechinas melech zokein uksil, as he's referred to in Koheles. So that's this vayokom melech chodosh refers to the hisgabros of the Yetzer, the new hisgabros of the Yetzer every single day. וממנו נמשכים כל ההסנגדוס והמניעס של המוינים והחלקים הוים לבכל פעם. And he is the source of all the opposition and all the obstacles of those who oppose and try to block people from coming close to the tzaddik or from coming close to Hashem. Ki lo yechad bilvad oymed oleinu lechalisein echad sham, as we say in the Haggadah on Pesach. It's not one person that rises up against us to try to destroy us. El shebechol dor vador, bechol pam oymedim oleinu. All the time, new obstacles, new opposition. Bechinas vayokam el chodosh, as the pasuk says there, a new king rose up. And the Gemara says, chad omar chodosh mamish, vechad omar shenizchad shugrik zeroysu. One says it was mamish, a new king, a different paro, and the other one says, no, it was the same paro, just he put on a new face. Ushneim emes. Both interpretations are true. Sha'imdim chol pam chelkim umoinim chadoshim mamish. That number one, in every single generation, in every couple of years or days, there are new obstacles, new opponents. Vegam nischatching zeroysav. Shebechol pam goyzrim voimrim diburim roim chadoshim shem keneged emes. Shroitzim lenoye lahapel esodom aydezem iktoru tfila. And even the old ones, even the old opponents and everything, keep coming up with new ideas, new plans, as to how to get the person to quit and give up, and how to block the person from coming close to the emes, and thereby prevent the person from being zecher to be really successful in Torah and Tefillah. V'zehu asher lo yoda es Yosef, osu es atzmoi kelo yoda. The Gemara says, he made himself like he doesn't know Yosef Atzari, like the expression put in English, I don't know you. When a person wants to push somebody away completely. These opponents, those who oppose the tzaddik, they make themselves as if we don't know him. You know, we don't know him at all. We don't know any qualities that he has. He's a zero. He's nothing. Shehu klal hatoiv shehichnis kol kach toiv b'Yisrael, which includes the incredible goodness that these true tzaddikim have been zeicha to inject into Klal Yisrael. V'heim roitzim lehizgaber lebilbulim chadoshim lahapeles kolech chazshon lestakel rak alo ra loyalatoy. And these rishoim, this ra, is trying all the time to come up with new bilbulim to get everybody to fall and to get people to look only at the negative, only at the bad. Ma shebe'emes tzrichim lefchem, whereas the truth is a person's supposed to do just the opposite. V'zeh, and this is why the pasuk says there, "Vayavidu Mitzrayim es bnei Yisrael beforech." The Egyptians made the Jews do very hard work, backbreaking work. Shasitrachra bechinas Mitzrayim ma'avidim bekevedus kodol moed al de riboy hamorashchir of atzvus. The sitrachra Mitzrayim makes the Jews go through the hardest suffering is the depression, the sadness, the being down. And it says that they made them do avodah kasha, hard labor. The Zohar Kodesh says this means kushya, questions, and chomer hilchasim, the struggle to find clarity in the Torah. As the Zohar Kodesh explains these words, ki akol machmas hamor shchayr. This is all because of the sadness and the depression. Shaydeze ein yichaylen loy lilmoid v'loy lespalel. When a person is in that state, they can't learn, they can't daven. V'chol ma sheroitzim laso is etadom shavidusha kosher v'kovil chomer v'hoid. And any mitzvah, any good thing the person wants to do when they're in that frame of mind, is extremely difficult. Ki he memarerim es achius mamish, because they make the person's life bitter, mamish, real bitter. Kasher yideh kol echad v'nafshi, as each and every one of us knows when we go through those kinds of experiences. And this is why the pasuk says there, "Vayoyimer Melech Mitzrayim lameyaldois soivrios," that the king of Egypt said to the midwives, the Jewish midwives, "Asher shem hoachas Shifra, v'shem Hashem is Pua." One was called Shifra, one was called Pua. Who are these midwives? Meyaldois soivrios, the bechinas tzadiki ador. They symbolize the true tzadikim in every generation. Sheoiskim lahoyled beYisrael toilodois kedoshes, who are trying to help the Jews produce holy things, holy children, good deeds. Shehem toiro meisim toivim, ki ikra toldo esen shel tzadikim u meisim toivim, because we know the main products the main produce, the main children of righteous people are their good deeds, their mitzvahs, ma'asim tovim. V'zehu asher shem achas shifra v'shem hashem is pua v'yomer azal shifra shemeshaperes avlad pua shepoya umedaberes v'egel avlad. The Gemara says that these were nicknames. Shifra is because she beautifies the child. Pua is she's always pooing to the child. Poo, 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 you know, trying to say soft things, gentle things to get the child not to cry, to convince the child not to cry, not to be sick, to try to make him laugh. Kederech hanoshim hamefaisais tina kaboicha, like the women who try to appease a child who's crying, who's very upset, and they go, no, 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 don't cry, you know, all of those things. This represents the derech of the tzaddikim who give the Jews encouragement by the derech of Azamra and Ayeh, you know, showing Yid not to give up, not to be down on themselves. And they beautify the Yidden by being able to identify and find good points in them even when they're down, even when they're not so good. As the Pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, how beautiful are you, my beloved. As Rashi HaKadosh says over there, that this refers to this concept of the tzaddikim being able to find the nekudas tovos. She beautifies the baby. She speaks to the child with love, with sweetness, with gentleness, you know, when the child is angry and upset. Because this is exactly how the tzaddikim do business with Klal Yisrael. This is how they work with the Yidden. Shepoyin v'hoigin u'medabrim imoim v'shorkin u'metzafzifin u'meramzim alayim l'chazkom l'oirom l'agbim l'arim mikol minin filas v'yiridus v'ashloch shalohem. The tzaddikim, they whisper and they talk and they shriek and they make all kinds of different sounds and they give all kinds of hints to try to encourage the Jews, to try to inspire them, to elevate them from all kinds of nefilas niridos. She yizarzu b'chol yom mecholeis l'sora mecholish b'ad Hashem, to inspire us to keep trying to start fresh, a new beginning and coming close to Hashem. B'chol mashichu lachtef, no matter what we can do, you can't learn now, then pray. You can't pray, then learn. You can't do that, do tztaka, help your friend, do something, do some kind of mitzvah. And the way that tzaddikim do this is exactly the same way a good mommy is able to take a child who's super upset, super depressed, and crying, screaming, and get him out of it. This is something that everyone can understand. Anyone who has an idea regarding the kind of rachmanis that the tzaddikim, the true tzaddikim, have on us, whereby it's through them, through these tzaddikim, that Hashem is mechazek us and mekarav us. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, keish asher imoy tenachamenu, kein onoich yanachemchem. Hashem says, like a man, like a person whose mother consoles him and brings him back, that's how I will console you, Hashem says. Uparoi horosho shehu asitra achro hu ahepech miolzer. Part of the rosho is the opposite of all of this. Sheroi tzelak rak lahagbir horachas v'shom. He's looking to emphasize the bad, the negativity, the evil. Val kein omar l'mialdo sivriyos asher shemach ha-shifra v'shom. This is why he said to these women, he decreed that they should do the exact opposite of what we're speaking about now. This is why he said, if it's a boy, kill him. If it's a girl, let her live. A son, male, represents a person who has more yishuv adas, a person who thinks things through more slowly, less emotion, less spontaneity, less screaming, less quick, less din, more chesed. Sitra d'tchura, the side of the male. Shemishom kolatoi, which is from where all goodness comes from. V'hu roitze lohamis ulahashpil hatoy b'chinas ben. Paroi wants to kill and subdue the goodness, which is the concept of the sun, S-O-N. Ulahachyei sitra denukva, and rather to give strength to the side of the female, shemishom ikrachizas hora v'hadinim. That represents the place where midas hadin and evil are able to latch on to more easily. We know that when the nachash wanted to get to Adam HaRishon, how did he get to him? Through his spice, through his spouse, through Chava. He knew if he goes direct to Adam, Adam will tell him to take a hike. But he knew that Chava was more vulnerable, more susceptible, more easily victimized by the nachash than Adam HaRishon. This is not to say, this is not men's liberation, and this is, we know that there are men who are much, much worse than women. But we're talking about on a Kabbalistic level and on a basic level, the way the Torah presents it, this is the way it's supposed to be. If a man is a man and if a woman is a woman, this is reality. This is Hashem created it in such a way that man represents, symbolizes Yishuv Adas. And the woman, the side of Nukva, represents Midas Hadin. Ki hu bechinas das she'enoy miyushov. Women represent a das that's not miyushov, that's not as well thought out, as carefully thought out. The Gemara says, noshim daiton kalois. Bechinas atzvus umarishchira, sheroitze lehagbir hora alatoy. So women symbolize atzvus, depression, morishchira. They are more vulnerable, more susceptible to getting down than men are, more easily. And by Paroi saying, kill the boys, save the girls, he wanted to be magbir the ra ala toiv, lahapil atzvus umarishchira al kol echod, shlo yinikra toiv sheboit, to put everybody into atzvus umarishchira so that they won't be able to identify the good inside of themselves. Ulahamisoi seyde zechal shon, and thereby kill him. That's how you kill the son. Acham yaldois, lo yishomo elav. But these midwives didn't listen to Paroi. V'loy also kivar Paroi. They didn't do it. But rather, v'techayenu asayilodim. They gave life to the children. She'oskurak lahachyoy sulachazek asayilodim. They were involved only in giving life and encouragement to these children. Shem b'nei hanu'urim haroitzim logeshes l'kodesh. Referring specifically to the youth. Young guys who want to come close to Kedusha, want to become Balei Tshuva. They were involved especially in being the car of those types. Shetzrichim rak lahachyosam ulachazkom b'chol minei chiyos v'zchazkos. Whereby when a person wants to be the car of those kind of people, he has to only give encouragement, life. Rav Nosson once made a statement to Rav Benazal that for every spoonful of his soyerus, you need many gallons of his chaskus. For every spoonful of reprimand or negativity, you need gallons and gallons of encouragement, positive words. Al pi drachem anal, following the drachem that we spoke about earlier, azam ra'ayi, val pi shari drachem akdoshim sheshaman nazal, and based on the other drachem that we heard from Rabbein Azal, shekol zeh hu bechinas v'techayenu asayilodim. All of this is how the true tzaddikim are zecher to give chiyus, to bring back to life the youth, the ilodim, the youth that has strayed. What do they call it today? Not off the derech, what do they call them? Whatever they call them.
Youth at risk.
Youth at risk, yeah. Paragraph Yutes. V'ikar ha-ge'ula hi al yedei zeh. The main ge'ula of Klal Yisrael. That Klal Yisrael is going to be zecher to get out of Golos once and for all permanently and be zecher to get Eretz Yisrael to the real Eretz Yisrael is through this. By Hashem's kindness being activated to get Hashem to look only at the good. As Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I have seen the pain and the anguish and the suffering and the poverty of my people. As the Gemara says, why does it say twice, I see? Shnei re'iyos royani. Hashem said, there's two things that I see. Shnei re'iyos, two things I see. Number one, royani shesoifon lachdoi. I see that the Yidden are going to do sins. V'afal pike, ro'isi esoniami. Haynu kanal. And still, I see something else. I see their pain, their suffering. Shafal Piken, ani mistakel rak al ha'toyv shebohem. Despite that, I focus only on the good. Ve'eini mistakel klal al hara shebohem. I don't look at all at their bed. I put their bed aside. Vaydezeh hem ru'uyim legula. And that makes them worthy of being redeemed. V'chol havikuach shehoya ben Hashem Yisborach ben Moshe b'mara hasneh. And the whole debate that took place between Hashem and Moshe Rabbeinu, where the Torah tells us that the argument went on for days, it took Hashem days to convince Moshe Rabbeinu to take on this mission of taking Yidden out of Golus, was all about this. Ki inyan ze lechapes tomid hatoiv shebi Yisrael ulelamed aleim schus tomid hu inyan govoya v'omoik ma'oid ma'oid. Rav Nosson Zal says this concept of searching always to find the good in Klal Yisrael and the good in each and every single Jew, and to always find schus, find merit in them, is something very high and very, very deep. V'yesh be'inyan ze madregois rabois bein hatzadikim agdoilim. And even among the very great tzadikim, they're not all on one level when it comes to this. There are many different levels by the greatest tzaddikim of how good they are at doing this. K'may shekosav le'el mizaz was discussed earlier. V'alkein gam Moshe Rabbeinu afal pi shehoya kuloi toiv lo yehoya yedea mitchilo ad heichan magia rachmanus yisbora. And therefore, even Moshe Rabbeinu, who was all good, mamish. It says when he was born, it says Vatera oisoi ki toivu. When they opened the box, they saw that he was good. He was mamish, the epitome of good. Even he didn't know at first, early in his career, Kaviochel, how far-reaching Hashem's Rachmanis is, meaning how far Hashem will go to judge Lekaf Schus and to be able to find even the tiniest, tiniest microscopic drop of goodness in a person and be able to use that as an excuse to save that person or to save a community even. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was reluctant to go on the mission to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Ki ro'o she'Yisrael yekalkalu harbe, because he saw into the future, and he saw that Klal Yisrael is going to mess up big time. There'll be an egel, there'll be miraklim, there'll be one after another of total mess, destruction, spiritual destruction. Aval Hashem Yisborach to'ani moy harbe. However, kavyochol Hashem argued with him a lot. Hashem argued and negotiated with Moshe Rabbeinu, she'afal pikein hu roitze legolam, that even, no matter how much they're going to mess up, no matter how much aggravation I know I'm going to get from these people, still, I want them, and I want to take them out of Mitzrayim, and I want to save them. Ki hu mistakel rak al ha'toiv kanal, because Hashem looks only at the good, as we explained earlier. And this was also the miracle, the sign with the stick that Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu about taking the stick, throw it down, it becomes a snake, then grab hold of the tail, and it becomes back a stick. Hashem hinted to Moshe Rabbeinu, don't speak against my children. I don't want to hear anything negative about them. As the Gemara says, a snake is the symbol of Lashon Hara, because we know the Gemara says that a snake, from the time that Hashem cursed the snake in the beginning of creation, everything it eats tastes the same. It all tastes like dirt. The Pasuk says, V'nofosh och ofor lachmoy. His food will be dirt. So if a snake eats dirt, if a snake eats steak, if it takes a bite out of somebody's leg, it all tastes the same. So the Gemara says in one place, so the question is asked to the snake, why in the world do you have to kill people? Do you have to bite people if you're not getting any pleasure out of it at all? It doesn't taste any different to you. The response of the snake is, really, you're asking me? Why don't you go ask the person who speaks Lashon Hara, why is he speaking bad about another person? What good is he getting out of that? What benefit is he getting out of that? What pleasure? So the Nochash is the symbol of Lashon Hara. When Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, take this, when Moshe Rabbeinu kept saying that people aren't going to believe me, that he started making negative statements about Klal Yisrael, Hashem showed him the stick became a snake. Ukemuva b'pirsh Rashi, as Rashi Kodesh explains, ki hereloi, Hashem was showing Moshe Rabbeinu, shebekal choyzer v'nishapech hanochash lamata. Hashem showed him that it's very easy, in a moment, you can take a snake and turn it around and make it into a holy stick. As the Pasuk says, shlach yodcha ve'echoiz biznavoi, put out your hand and grab hold of his tail, v'hi lamata b'chapoi. And the Torah says it converted into a stick in Moshe Rabbeinu's hands. Sheromazloi, Hashem hinted to Moshe Rabbeinu, shegam betoikef zuamas hanochosh, that even in the filth of the snake, the super filth of the snake, yecholon lecho is beizek kotze limtzosh, you can grab onto a little, some corner, you could find some corner, some piece that you can grab a hold of, limtzosh shameis in akuda toiva, where there you can find a spark of good. And then you have the ability to turn the whole thing around from snake to stick. As the Pasuk says, that it became a stick of Kedusha in the hands of Moshe Rabbeinu.